Well, the name they called him would have been the Jewish name of Yeshua, which translated to English is, well, it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, the name Jesus is derived from the Hebrew name Yeshua or Yeshua.
Oh, Yeshua. Okay.
You know, a shortened version of the name Yehoshua or Joshua. Mm. And it's a literal Hebrew word for salvation.
Wow.
So Yeshua is actually based on the Semitic root Hebrew, meaning to deliver, to rescue. So this is the name that he was given by the angel, you know, the name of Jesus. You know, Matthew 1:21, she will give birth to a son, and you were given to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So there you go. You know, multiple translations are used to get a better understanding of both, you know, literal and cultural and contextual understandings mm-hmm. of scripture. You know, they help actually by comparing, contrasting. It's not a competition to see, hey, this version, it's like number one, dude. You got to check this out. Yeah. It's not about that. It's because everyone has the same goal. We want to understand scripture better. And that's what the translations are all about.